for a week. Slava K only spit for a beast. Got a little thought that I hold in my beam. That little boo got left in a V. Slava two shots, it's like 30 each. I've been feeding the itch and then catch a watch. And if he bunny, I've been left on the scene. Nasty, back on his 300 DOA blow for the gods. I'm on go for the gods. Smoke a hole with the god. I hang out the view with the pole.
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Broadcast Studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Koval of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
You are Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm from a lot of places, and yep.
I'm Adelia, and I'm from Ghent, New York.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friends Fatia, sometimes Georgia, or Claire, or Amelia. But today, and in recent weeks, it's been mostly Adelia, Jada, and I. Although Fatia has joined, she might still make it today. But I'm excited to chat with you all about some books. We always have such good suggestions for our listeners on things to read. We'd like to get us started today.
I'm reading these books. I mean, I already read them, but I'm rereading them, called Heartstopper. And it's a series, and it's about two gay boys, and they become friends, and they're like complete opposites. And then they fall in love, and it's really sweet. And there's, I think, four or five books in the series, and they're graphic novels or comic books or whatever you want to call them. And then they also have a Netflix adaptation, too, I think. So.
Yeah, I've only read the first one, but I thought it was very sweet. And I've seen some of the Netflix series. And there's also, in addition to the graphic novels, there's also some novels that are connected to the series.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
It's super popular. I feel like the author is always on the bestsellers list for young adult literature for one or more of her books. Has been on there a long time. I think there's a new one that just came out too that wasn't a graphic novel. It's maybe a novella.
The first one was given to me as a Christmas present, and then I really liked them, so I got the other ones. And then recently I was surfing Netflix, and I saw it, and my brother was like, oh, I watched that show, and I was so confused. I was like, you know about that?
Have you seen the Netflix series yet, or do you plan to?
I think I need to watch it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because I've only read the first one. I'm not sure how much the first season of this series connects with the books, because I've gotten to a part in the series in watching it. I've been watching it really slowly, but I got to a part in the series where everything that's happened in the books has happened already. So I'm not sure if it's going into book two at this point, or if it's exploring new ground or what, but I think it's a really cute graphic novel, and I think the adaptation is interesting too.
You know what helps us not knowing what's happening? Wikipedia synopsis. That's basically how I'm able to catch up with all the movies I want to watch.
Yeah. I need those sometimes, especially if I read a series slowly. Sometimes I get stuck because I want to read the next book, but it's been so long since I've read the first one that I'm like, do I have to read it again? Can I just find a description to catch me up? I had that with the Wizard of Earthsea books, where I read the first two and really liked them, and then I just never got around to the third, and it's been so long that I don't know if I want to reread them or not, or if I just want to dive in.
I think I read the first one.
Yeah, or if the series is coming out while you're reading it. Mm-hmm. So you finish the first one, then you have to wait for the second one. You've already read so many books between that it's kind of a blur.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I like to wait until there's more out so that I can sort of read it at a quicker pace. But it's not always easy to do the suspense, you know? You want to get to it.
Yeah, like the Katie the Cassidor series, which is, I think, going to have, I asked my friend, and she said it's going to have 5 books, and then that'll be the end, I think.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, well, it's good to know there'll be more. But yeah, you have to wait a year for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recently have gotten into 2 graphic novel series they're intended for adult audiences. I don't think I've talked about them on the show, but they're both by the same author. And one of them has had a number come out, so I'm able to finish one and then pick up the next one and keep going. But the other one, they've only had 2 releases And so I read the first one, and then I didn't have to wait too long to get the second one because I didn't read it right away. But now I have to wait a while for another one. I feel like it just slows down the momentum of the storytelling. So sometimes I like to save up. That's cool. You're enjoying that series. Is it fun to read, reread? Are you enjoying it on the second read?
Heartstopper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is fun to reread. And I forgot a lot of it, so.
Do you reread often?
Usually only with comic books or graphic novels because they're shorter, and I'm kind of reading it again because I don't have a long novel to read right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably could think of a bunch, but I'm not reading one right now. So I was like, I'll reread the series because there's like four or five. So it's a big series. Yeah.
Guess that's good too when you have like school reading you have to do, that it's some personal reading that you can do that doesn't take too much time.
Yeah.
So you can kind of sneak it in. I definitely do that sometimes when I'm reading longer books. Like I have a few longer books I'm reading right now, but I'm still reading picture books and graphic novels in between. I don't know. How about you, Jada? I think you reread books sometimes, right?
Yep, that's all that I do because I read every book in my on my bookshelf. So I just reread or I go to libraries and stuff or bookstores.
Do you feel like you get new things out of it the second time, or is it a similar experience?
The thing is, no matter how long ago I've read it, I can actually just look at the cover and then instantly remember what happened in the story. So it makes it like not fun. So I reread the books that I really like. And I got a new book, but I lost interest in it immediately, which is not good. So now I just have a book that I'm not going to want to read on my bookshelf. And that's taking up valuable space.
Oh, no.
But I recommend the Spy School series. But that's a very good series. I kind of missed one book in the series, but it doesn't matter because it's very easy to catch up if you miss a story in those series because it pretty much recaps what happened.
I love those books.
Yeah, they're really nice. You know, it's that spy element. Also, the characters is actually relatable. And so I like it when they have those, like, you know, spy stories. He also wrote the Space Case series, which is like outer space. And so, yeah, I just recommend those.
Yeah, he's really funny and I like his writing. So.
Can you remind our listeners what Spy School is about, the series?
Spy School is about this boy who is extremely good at math and gets recruited to, like, the FBI spy school training for kids. And then he makes a bunch of friends and does spy stuff and gets better at becoming a spy throughout the series.
But what kind of cases does he work on?
Like stopping this evil villain corporation that keeps framing him and everyone keeps believing him for some reason because he gets captured. They think that he's a spy. They find out that a spy for the other side. They find out that he's not. Later, they think he's a spy for them. They find out that he's not. And then they believe him. Later, they think he's a spy. And then they find out. Like, come on!
It can get a little repetitive. Yeah, and then at one point he's like saving the president from being assassinated.
And then he goes to Britain in the next book. In two books later.
And then there's like a whole revolution. I don't know. There's so many books and he's not done making them. So there's like, he just keeps adding.
Well, there are infinite possibilities when it comes to spy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because there's so many things like that happen. So very cool. And so I highly recommend them. And the Space Case books are really good too.
Also, another thing that I always wonder is how secret are spy companies if you know their names?
I was wondering if in this world, because I feel like if I was being spied on by a kid, I might not assume that they were a spy because I think of spies as adults. In this world, do people suspect them less because they're kids, or like, is that part of...
Yeah, they do, but unless they're actually, because they've actively been, you know, put on, like, the most wanted list more than once, people still know that they can do danger and stuff, they just don't expect it immediately.
Interesting.
But, yeah, in the book about the president, they eventually get, you know, like, recognized for doing stuff, so. And another thing is, it's like a school, you get A's and everything. And like you could get A's for tricking the teacher to giving you an A, because that's like spy.
Fascinating.
Yeah, they're good books.
They're starting to do a graphic novel series. Maybe I should read the first one.
Yeah, I saw that in the library. or the bookstore a few months ago. I don't know, years ago, 2 years ago, something. I saw the first one, so I bought it, even though I'd read it, the novel. But I didn't know they were doing a whole series.
I assume so. I guess I can't remember how many have come out in graphic novel form. I think it's fairly recent that the first one had come out. But I would guess, I feel like middle grade graphic novels are so popular right now that like if you start a series, you're probably going to continue it unless it's like panned. People love them. And by people, I mean us. So I have a few new books that have come out recently that I thought I could share that we got recently at the library. And I'll start with the one that's for the younger audience. There's a series called Cornbread and Poppy that's very popular. It is by Matthew Cordell, who's also done a number of picture books. And has he done it? I think he's only done books for kids, so easy readers and picture books. But this one's an easy reader. The artwork's really cute. So Cornbread and Poppy, I believe are mice. Yes, they're mice. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't misidentifying the animal that they are.
Mice, maybe?
Well, I knew they were a rodent, and I assumed they were mice because they look like cute little mice. But they're mice that wear clothing. But this one is the next one in this series. It is called Cornbread and Poppy at the Museum. And I'll read the description for this. Cornbread loves being inside. Poppy does not. Cornbread adores research. Poppy does not. Cornbread is excited for the Moonville Museum. Poppy is not. But Cornbread and Poppy are the best of friends. So when Cornbread is invited to attend the Founders Gala to see the unveiling of a surprise new exhibit, Poppy agrees to be his guest. Their afternoon is full of spectacular treasures, including hand-carved hairbrushes, diamond-encrusted perfume sprayers, and a solid gold ice cream scoop. What other wonders will these mice discover?
The diamond-encrusted things in the ice and the gold ice cream soup seem like they are extremely non-necessary.
Yeah, I'm curious what this museum is like.
It reminds me kind of Elephant and Piggy, because, you know, like, they're two totally opposites, but they're friends, like, best friends.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good message, because you can be friends with people that don't share all of your interests. You just have to find a way to make it work for you. But yeah, it seems like a really fun series, and I know they're very popular, so hope people will like this one, Cornbread and Poppy at the Museum. And I haven't read this one, so I don't know, but I'm curious if the museum for mice is like, if it's in a museum, but like in a mouse hole in a museum. Very curious. I'll have to read to find out.
That's funny. Or if it's just in someone's house and there's like the whole mouse colony, and then there's a museum there and they have their whole town, you know, that would be fun.
Yeah. I also assume that the things on exhibit are things that they have gathered from homes, people's homes, but I don't know. I have to read to find out. So the next book that I want to mention is the new book from Carl Hiaasen called Wrecker. And he's a very popular author, writes for kids and adults. I feel like some people have talked about his books on the show before, but I can't remember which ones or who said it. But here's the description for this one. Valdez Jones VIII calls himself Wrecker because his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather salvaged shipwrecks for a living. So is it destiny, irony, or just bad luck when Wrecker comes across a speedboat that has run hard aground on a sand flat? The men in the boat don't want Wrecker to call for help. In fact, they'll pay him to forget he ever saw them. Wrecker would be happy to forget, but he keeps seeing these men all over Key West, at the marina, in the cemetery, even outside his own front door. And now they want more than his silence. They want a lookout. He'll have to dive deep into their shady dealings to escape this tangled net. That sounds fun. I don't think I've ever read Carl Hiaasen.
I think I have.
I'm sure.
What else did he write?
He wrote Hoot, Flush, Gap, Chomp.
Oh,
Ink, No Surrender, Squirm, and now Wrecker.
Yes. So I I kind of dropped it because I've read it already, but I was rereading Flush. I think I read Who, or at least I started it, but yeah. Oh yeah. I knew his name was familiar. I was like, how do I know him? Yeah.
That sounds fun. That is a pretty deep nickname. He calls himself Wrecker because his great, 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 great grandfather loved shipwrecks. Great, great. Great, great, great. That's a lot of greats.
Oh, by the way, back to the Stuart Gibbs Spy School series. He has This, his 12th book is coming back, is coming out in like October 3rd, I think, for the Spy School. It's called Spy School Goes North. It's the 12th book in that in that series. It's crazy.
Wow.
And then I think the graphic novels, he has 3, I think.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Deep reading list right there.
Yeah.
Into it. So I'll just mention one more book that's a new release. This is a Marvel comic. It's called Ironheart with Riri Williams. And it's a, I feel like the way Marvel often works is that the stories come out in issues and then they get compiled. And so sometimes with the compilations, they might be all from Ironheart. So it might be like volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from Ironheart. But sometimes they also pull in storylines from other comics. So this one has 3 Ironheart stories, one that's Iron Man and Ironheart, and then another separate one that's Ironheart as well. So it's kind of compiling different issues into one. But I'll read the description for this one as well. Few heroes in the Marvelverse are more brilliant than teen genius Riri Williams. Inspired by Tony Stark, Riri built her own invincible suit of armor, but she soon stepped out of Stark's shadow to forge her own future as the heroic Ironheart. Can Riri combine her studies at MIT with her extracurricular activities? By which we mean taking down supervillains like the Acoustic Menace Clash. Plus, Ironheart shares an adventure with her champions teammate Miles Morales, aka Spider-Man, and a zombie invasion calls for a meeting of minds with her fellow science whiz, the Unstoppable Wasp. But what lessons will Riri learn on a far-out trip to the future when she meets 126-year-old Tony Stark, Earth's Sorcerer Supreme? So many adventures.
That sounds super cool that she meets him.
Yeah, and I know very little about her because I feel like I have read some Marvel comics, but a lot of my Marvel knowledge just comes from watching the films. And I think she was in Wakanda Forever, but otherwise hasn't appeared in other, at least live action films before. And there is a series that's being planned. I forget when it's scheduled to come out, but I'm curious to see it. I love a good female superhero.
Yeah.
And I like that she's young too.
She looks like 8 on the cover. How old is she?
Well, they were saying she's an MIT, but I think she's a teen, so she must be a young student.
I see the cover
at MIT.
She looks older. Yeah.
Yeah. But she is a teenager. Looks like,
yeah, it just looked different on the screen.
But I'm excited to check that out. I really liked the Ms. Marvel series, which is about a young superhero as well. And Miles Morales is cool too. Interested to see where some of these new characters go. Anyways, those are
they need the younger generation, so they
drive it that way. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I really liked both the Ms. Marvel comics, but also the Ms. Marvel series. And then there's I think it's called The Marvels. There's a movie coming out sometime this year, I think can't remember if it's the fall or the winter, that has Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and I'm blanking on her name, one other person who is from that universe. I forget what her superhero name is. I don't think she's really been introduced fully as a superhero. But anyways, it should be fun. Those are a few very, very different books, new releases that I thought some of our listeners might be interested in.
Yeah, there's so many books to read.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Well, before we end for the day, I just wanted to let everyone know about the upcoming Ghostly Gallop, which is an annual event that the library hosts here in Hudson. It starts and ends at the Hudson Junior Senior High School, and it's a 5K race. It's in its 23rd year, and this year it's going to be on Sunday, October 29th. So it's a 5K run. It's free entry for kids under 17. And then also for younger kids ages 12 and under, there's also a kids fun run. So if you're not quite up to a full 5K, if you're 12 and under, you can do the free kids fun run, which is, I think, closer to a mile. And it's a fun event. People come in costume frequently, and there's just really good energy all the time around the event. It's really fun. You can find out more about the event at ghostlygallop.info or at hudsonarealibrary.org. And we hope everyone will join, especially our young listeners, young runners out there. You can also walk. You don't have to run. I'm not a runner, but I do like to walk. Walking's great. But I usually work the event, so I just cheer people on. But yeah, so that's Sunday, October 29th in Hudson, New York at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. The 23rd annual Ghostly Gallop 5K Run and Kids Fun Run. And you can find out more info at ghostlygallop.info. And I think that is about all the time we have for this week. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
It was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. So much.